Plum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Say, I wonder how many of you folks are planning a little trip over the weekend, or maybe starting that long-awaited summer vacation. Well, now, whichever it is, you're going to enjoy some real relaxation, and you don't want a moment of this holiday spoiled. Certainly not by a nagging headache or an acid stomach upset. But in case one or maybe both of these occasional ailments comes along to plague you, be prepared to do something about it. Yes, be wise. Take Alka-Seltzer with you wherever you go and depend on Alka-Seltzer for the fast relief you want. Alka-Seltzer won't let you down. You can be sure of that. That's right. Whether on vacation or at home, when you put Alka-Seltzer on the job, you know that fast relief is on its way. Welcome relief from headache, pain, or acid indigestion distress. Better make a note on that vacation supply list, and when you go to your drugstore for Alka-Seltzer, ask for two packages instead of one. Take that extra package of Alka-Seltzer with you wherever you go. Remember, it can act just like a spare. You may not need to use it, but it's wise to have it there. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, just when Abner thought he could get rid of a lot of his goods by trading with a band of gypsies that hit Pine Ridge, Constable Ben Withers started a cleanup campaign and deputized Grandpappy Spears to run the gypsies out of town. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpap in the Jot'em Down store talking to Abner. Listen.
What I can't figure out, Abner, what in the world are you saying just to get shut of everything for?
I told you I can't tell you, Grandpap.
You ain't figuring on leaving this part of the country, are you?
No, it ain't that. I'll tell you sometimes why I'm doing it. All you need to know now is that I've got to get shut of everything I've got by the 1st of September.
Yeah, but why by September the 1st?
Why, that's the date that old man Donnelly set in his will.
Who? What will?
Why, in... Oh, Dad, blame it, Grandpap. Now, quit asking me about it. I just might not have told you.
Aha! Listen here, Abner Peabody. There's bound to be something wrong with anything that a feller's got to be that secret's about.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, you better mind out or you get yourself in a whole batch of trouble, young man. You about wind up in the penitentiaries. That's what you'll do.
I won't wind up in no penitentiaries, neither. I'll wind up with $100,000. That's what I'll do.
$100,000?
Oh, Dad, blame it. There you go again. Now, I ain't going to answer another thing you ask me, Grandpap.
I hate to see you do it, Abner. Anything you're going to make that much money out of is bound to be unhonest.
Prattle, prattle.
I thought it was mighty funny some of these crazy deals you've been making around here. I can see through the whole thing now. You're getting ready to take it on the lam.
Oh, for the lamb.
You're getting ready to skip, hit the road, leave the sparrow-legged country.
All right. I'm getting ready to skip the country then. Have it your
own way. Yeah, now, see there? I figured I'd make you admit to it if I pinned you down. Or to arrest you, that's what I ought to do. Throw you right in jail.
Arrest me? Don't know why Ben Withers ever deputized you. It goes right to your head every time.
Yeah, he done it all right, and don't monkey around or I'll slap you right in the clink.
Now, just a minute. What for?
Well, that's my whole trouble. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I did, I'd have locked you up a long time ago. Might do it anyway for being a suspicious character.
Suspicious character?
Yeah, I'd be doing you a favor, too. Might keep you out of trouble.
Listen, I know what I'm doing, Grandpappy Spears. I don't need no gardein. If you had any sense at all, instead of trying to pry into my affairs, you'd take me up on some of these deals I've been offering you.
No, sir, not me. No, sirree, sir. I ain't going to get mixed up in it. I ain't going to be an access to the crime. Then I'd be just as guilty as you are.
Well, Grandpap, what I'm trying to pound through that thick head of yours is I ain't guilty of nothing.
It ain't safe for you to be left by yourself, Abner. Whereabouts is Lum? Does he know what you're doing?
Why, sure. He's helping me. He's out right now doing some trading for me.
Trading? There you go again. What do you got that you're so anxious to get shut of?
Anything. Anything I've got, I'll swap.
Well, you've got some stuff over there anybody'd like to have.
Well, what? Just name it, I'll swap it to you.
Well, I'd give my nigh anything I've got for that Vicaroli you've got over there. That is, if the records goes with it.
Sure, I'll swap it to you. Of course, now, some of them records is about wore out. But now, Steamboat Bill is still good.
Well, that's my favorite, anyway. That and Casey Jones.
Well, now, Casey Jones is plumb wore out, Grandpap. Little Pearl weren't that in playing it so much. She used to sit and play it by the hour just to hear that train whistle. Well, so did I, for that matter.
Have you still got that in about Uncle Josh buying the lightning rods from that drummer?
Yeah. Oh,
Jaws, a funny one. Uncle Jaws.
And on the other side is where he goes to the city and puts up at the hotel and tries to blow the electric line out.
Yeah, I recollect that, too. That put me in mind of old Jake Hudson whenever he went to Dallas that time. Of course, finally, can he flash.
Yeah. Of course, he said he finally took his pocket knife and cut the electric light cord. Said he never seen so much lightning come out of one little piece of string in his life.
Yeah, yeah. I used to bust my sides laughing at that brother.
He was comical.
Oh, he's a backwoodsiest somebody I ever heard talk, I do believe.
Yeah. Now, he must be what they call a hillbilly.
It must be. Uh-huh. It's just about what he is, a hillbilly.
I've heard of them, but I never have seen one.
Well, yeah, living in the city this way, a feller don't get much of a chance to see them country fellers.
No. Right now makes me wish I never lived right in town.
Well, what kind of a trade can I get up with you on that thing, Abner?
Oh, I don't know, Grandpa. I'd love to just trade you all my furniture at one time.
No, I ain't got no use for it, Abner, but I would love to have that Vicaroli.
Well, what did you give me for it?
Oh, I don't know what to say, hardly. I'll pay you cash for it if you get the price down.
No, right. No. I don't want the cash. I'd rather trade. Tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the Vicaroli for a gallon of buttermilk.
Oh, no. Now, be serious, Abner.
I am serious.
No, I wouldn't want to do that, Abner. I wouldn't want to take advantage of you just because we're such good friends. I ain't begging, you know.
Well, this here is my own proposition.
No, I wouldn't want to do that at all. I'll give you $8 cash money for it.
No. Ain't you got some little old something that ain't no count you could give me for it?
You mean you'd rather have a gallon of buttermilk than $8?
Yes, sir, I sure would. That's all I want from you, Grandpap. 1 gallon of buttermilk.
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. I don't need your pity. I've got money. Recollect, I'm worth $2,000 right now. I ain't begging.
Who accused you of begging?
Well, you're just the same as trying to give me things. Just to let me know you feel sorrowful for me.
I ain't feeling sorry for you. I'm thinking about myself. Don't make no difference to me if you starve to death.
Oh, it don't, huh?
No, it don't. Not a bit. Dog, as your trouble is, you just ain't got sense enough to trade when a body offers you a good deal.
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. You can't sit there to my face and tell me I ain't got no sense.
Well, you ain't. I sat here and offered you that Vicaroli for my 9-0.
Just did. I told you I ain't a begging.
Oh, Lord.
Don't feel sorrowful for me. I'll get along all right. I wouldn't have your spavin-legged graphophone at no price. Now, just keep the spavin-legged
thing.
That's
just what I'm aiming to do. I wouldn't let you have it now at all. Ought to had more sense to try to deal with you in the first place.
Now, listen, you little smart aleck. Just because this is your store, I don't have to sit here and take no such talk as that.
Well, just get up and get out there.
That's
hit
just
the
what
road.
I'm aiming
go
on doing.
On,
I don't aim to set no place and be innocent. I don't have to put up
well,
with
get
it.
Up and get out of here, and don't you never set foot
here,
in this door again.
Wait a minute. What's going on in here? What's the argument about here, anyway? I could hear you clean out in the road.
Oh, this dad-blame grandpa.
He's just mad because I won't swap with him.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now, what it is you're trying to swap, Abner?
Oh, that Vicaroli over at my place. Well, I offered
well, just let it go, for you don't even own it no more.
Don't own it?
No, I just traded it to them gypsies a while ago. Give them that Vicaroli, a cow, and your spring wagon, and all your chickens for a horse.
Well, good for you. But wait a minute, I thought Deputy Spears run them gypsies out of town yesterday. Didn't you, Mr. Spears?
Well, it's none of your business what I done. Oh, by the way, Grandpap, here's something you'll be glad to get back, I reckon. Your deputy badge.
Huh? Where'd you get that, Long?
Mind your own business, Abner. I got it from them gypsies.
Did they trade you out of your badge, Grandpa?
I told you to mind your own spavin-legged business.
Why didn't you
barmy?
Run them off like you're supposed to do around here bragging about it?
That just shows how much you know about the law. How could I run them off after they get my badge? Now that I've got it back, you better be careful what you say to me, or I'll arrest you for assassin officer.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee.
Right, Granny's Abner, I just can't hardly wait till you get a look at that horse I got for you.
Well, long as you had to give him my Vicaroli and all that other stuff for it, it must be awful good horse.
Oh, it's the biggest stack of bones I ever seen in my life. It ain't worth $2.
Well, I do know. Well, good for you.
Wait there, Cedric. I want to get him to take that stuff of yours over there tomorrow and bring the horse back.
Hey, well, just sit down. He's coming in.
Say, the horse ain't worth more than $2, Lum? It ain't worth nothing. Are you interested with Abner in on this deal for the $100,000? Who told you about that $100,000?
Well, I did, Lum, but that's all he knows. No.
Well, I told you. Oh, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Howdy, Cedric.
Just a minute, Cedric. Wait right where you're at. I want to talk to you. You fellas stay right where you're at, too. I want to talk to Cedric private.
Go ahead. Who cares? What some matter with him.
I don't know. Reckon what he's so secret about.
Don't tell him I believe he's lost one of his folks.
Now, Grannies, that was a good deal I made, Admiral.
It was, huh?
I believe I could have got rid of something else, but I seen them gypsies was getting a little suspicious, and I was scared they'd back out altogether.
Yeah, well, if that horse is as bad as you say it is, Long.
Yeah, lock the door there, Cedric. All right, throw up your hands, both of you.
Hey, put down that gun, Grandpap, you idiot.
No, you don't. I don't know what you fellas is up to, but I'm a deputy constable here, and I'm putting you both under arrest.
Arrest? What for?
I don't know, but there's something about $100,000, and I'm going to hold you both in jail till I find out what it is. If you ain't got sense enough to look after yourself, I'm going to do it for you.
Oh, me. What else will Abner's quest for the inheritance lead him into? How long will Deputy Spears be able to hold the old fellows in jail? And on what charge?